walking through the draft room here at One Arrowhead Drive evokes a lot of memories of the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Kansas City is 22-16 on the national Monday night stage. In fact, the Chiefs played the second ever game in Monday Night Football history, beating the eventual world champion Baltimore Colts back at the early part of the 70s. This week, Kansas City plays a team that they've played more on Monday Night Football than any other team in the league outside of the AFC West, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there have been some knockdown, drag-out Monday night games between the two. The Chiefs have had recent success against Pittsburgh. In 09, Matt Cassel led an overtime winning game against the Steelers. It was also a game where Andy Studebaker became a local legend. The Division III player out of Wheaton College came up with two huge defensive plays to help spring the upset. And even last year, Kansas City played tough against Pittsburgh, losing 13-9 with defensive stand after defensive stand, but coming up just short. And yet this week, I got to be honest with you, I've got a lot of Steelers envy. When I study the Pittsburgh Steelers, I see a consistent winner that goes all the way back to the 70s and the Steel Curtain days. What Chuck Knoll had, he gave to Bill Cowher, who gave to Coach Tomlin. Here's a remarkable statistic. 21 of the 22 Pittsburgh Steelers starters were either drafted or developed as a college free agent within the Steelers system. The Chiefs have tried to do things differently. There are 9 first-round picks on the current Kansas City roster. There's also 9 first-round picks on the Pittsburgh Steelers roster, dating all the way back to 2001 with multi-time Pro Bowler Casey Hampton at nose tackle. We know about the Troy Polamalus and the Ben Roethlisbergers and the Rashard Mendenhalls. Pittsburgh has done a great job of drafting, finding college free agents, and developing them into stars. And that has led to the Steelers being a consistent winner year after year and decade after decade. This week, Kansas City tries to pull off a little Monday night magic against the Pittsburgh Steelers, against a team that provides a great blueprint.